Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 65. This episode is for you if you can't get your kid to sit still so you can do some homework. They hate doing homework with you. They always tell you they have no homework. This is something that I think might help you. Well, it won't help you do the homework, but it'll help you actually get them to the table to sit down, to actually want to be willing to work with you and participate with you. So listen up. It's very simple. I have something that I want to share with you about this, and I hope you get something from it. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believed the big mom lie that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. Okay, so if you are listening to this real time, it is the first month of 2023. Most kids are back in school, or if they're not there, they are going back next week. And it is challenging for teachers to get the kids to sit still and listen because, you know, they've been home for 2, maybe 3 weeks. So I'm anticipating it might be the same thing for you parents at home, getting them to get back into the routines, doing the homework when they come home, all of those things. So I've come up with one thing that I think will help you make this an easier transition for your kids. So the thing that I want you to use is a song, and you can use this song. I made this up. You can use it. Feel free to use it. Make up your own, whatever. But songs, here's what songs do. Singing. What does it do to our brains? A lot of things happen when we hear music, but when we actually sing it, our brains get excited. So children don't really think of singing as something that is work. Like when you hear a song, when they hear a song, they're like, oh, this is fun. It makes them more willing to participate. Singing is a great tool to increase engagement, enjoyment, and participation. And I do use it a lot in my classroom. Even if it's not the full song, just a little snippet of something. Lots of my students like to hear music when they're working. I'm a big proponent of that. Not all kids, but most kids like that. So music and singing especially, has a lot of benefits. So I have a song that I'm going to teach you. You can write it down or you can rewind it, however you do it, to play it and listen to it again. Hey. So here's the song. What I say is what the parent would say, and what Abby says is what your child would repeat. So, it's time to focus on one thing.
It's time to focus on one thing.
Put everything else away and sing.
Put everything else away and sing.
I can do it, I know I can.
And I can do it, I know I can.
Use my brain and follow the plan.
Use my brain and follow the plan.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
3, 4.
Sound off.
1, 2.
Sound off.
Three, four.
So that's a song that will get your kids' attention because it's a call and response. They're going to repeat after you. And they have more, almost 50 seconds for them to get themselves ready, get their minds ready, have a seat, and get started on their homework with you. And even if you're not doing it with them, just sitting there and watching them do it, say, hey, explain this to me. What? How are you doing this? That can help them as well. So I hope that song will be something that you can try out. I will put the words in the description, the show notes, I'm sorry, so that you can do this song with your kid and so it can make it an enjoyable time. Your kid will be willing to participate because remember, songs don't make it seem like it's work. Hey mamas, do you wish you could use your passion for music to make memories with your family? Do you wish you didn't feel like you were neglecting your talents? Do you wish you could build lifelong connections with your kids while doing what you love musically? I know what it feels like to worry about your music and passion overtaking your responsibilities and relationships, to feel like you're losing the connection between you and your kids at the same time feeling stagnant in your musical abilities and struggling to make time to improve them. I also know what it feels like to want to give your kids something, but you just don't know where to start. Imagine if you had help and support to make musical mama moments with your family, even if you don't have any musical abilities. Imagine if you had a blueprint to make a lasting connection with the people God gave you while creating more harmony in your life at home. Imagine if you knew how to make a boring daily routine into something memorable. You no longer feared and self-doubt to control your mind. Imagine that. That's why I created Harmonize Your Life Coaching, where I teach you how to create moments that your littles will remember forever using music. You will have practical ways to incorporate music into daily routines and walk away with an action plan to connect at a deeper level with your family, as well as tactical ways to infuse music with your mothering. So if you're ready for a life-changing experience that is sure to help you find your tessitura note, the most pleasant and enjoyable place in your life song. For a limited time, I have 5 coaching spots for January left open. And because they're first come, first serve, when they're gone, they're gone. So head to Instagram and DM me to book as soon as possible so you and your kids can start making memories and melodies at home. Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number one, go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only $1. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number two. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number three, if this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number one way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.